Rob, it's possibly a big night in Stalybridge Celtic's, is it 108-year history?
Yeah.
The possibility, we'll say no more than that, the possibility of moving from Bowerfall down into the centre of Stalybridge.
Absolutely. I mean, basically, both the council and ourselves are very excited about the idea. It has developed out of something quite small, but both parties are willing parties. Potentially, it could fundamentally change the way that Stalybridge Celtic is as a going concern, with extra revenue streams, the possibility to develop and kick on. As a boy, Stalybridge boy, in my first 20 years, I'm also happy at the idea of, in some small way, helping the regeneration of my town. So it's exciting, and I hope both parties, who are both positive about it, can actually get the whole thing to materialise.
And if all the pieces fall into place, this ground could be open in, what, about 3 years' time?
Yeah, I mean, that was the early indication that I was told, that maybe by 2020, September 2020 or August, that it's feasible. But the reality is that we've got a lot of work to do in the meantime. We've got to, over the next 6 weeks, nail some things down, then have a memorandum of understanding, then 6 weeks or maybe even 6 months of planning and feasibility studies, etc. What I hope is that at the end of that, everything stacks up and we're both able to push together as a partnership.
And I think you're keen for the Stalybridge Celtic fans to know you'll only go ahead with this if it suits Stalybridge Celtic. You're not going to put the club at a disadvantage at all.
No, clearly. I mean, you know, and I'm sure the council is full of very intelligent people, and they will say the same thing, that the economics have to stack up. But I can see the benefits of moving into the town centre, so we're both hoping that the economics do stack up and then we can move. But, you know, I would be foolish and I'd be lynched to actually do something that's to the detriment of Stalybridge Celtic Football Club. So we have to look over the next few months and see how the whole thing evolves. And clearly, if it doesn't work economically, then with the greatest of regret, then we have to turn that down.
And I've heard talk tonight about a 3G, latest FIFA standard synthetic pitch. I know it's at the embryonic stage, but would that be the actual pitch to play on, or sort of next to the place to raise money?
I think it's probably too early to say, Pav, to be honest. I think we need to just look at the development drawings in time to come. I can see the obvious benefits of it. And, Hyde, I hope, are benefiting too.
Clearly, and you'll know this better than most as a club chairman, non-league football is changing as the whole of football is changing. It's getting much, much more difficult to compete at National League North level. Am I right in thinking that?
100%. This is, by some distance, the most difficult Conference North league that we've ever been in. And I would argue it's actually a more difficult league than a conference league that we played in back in the 1990s. Money, unfortunately, even at our level now, is a dominating factor. You only have to look at Fylde and Salford and teams like that. So what we need to do, if we want to evolve and develop and not just stay where we are, we have to look and be creative and be positive thinking in terms of getting fresh revenue streams on site.
It was a packed meeting here in the Bowerfold Social Club. How do you feel it went?
Overall, people have said to me that, you know, it went very well, and I'm grateful for their feedback. Obviously, not everybody is going to be happy with this. It's an emotive subject, and some people have very good questions that they need addressing. You know, what about the guarantee of revenue streams? What happens given that Stalybridge is struggling at the moment? If these potential revenue streams in whatever it is, retail outlets or commercial offices or whatever, don't materialise. So, you know, we've got a great set of fans. They're not stupid. They understand the fact that we need to be able to deliver something for them. Otherwise, they won't buy into it and they won't come to the new stadium.
and you were very clear that it's incumbent upon you as a steward of this club to protect it for the people who are going to take over in years to come.
Absolutely. I'm a temporary custodian of this club. It's been around for 100 and odd years, and God willing, it'll continue in the next 100 years. So I have to do the best for the football club. That's my job. And if it transpires that all this feasibility work proves that there is mileage in this, then I'll be thrilled, utterly delighted, to basically join partnership with the council and develop it further. But if it doesn't, then sadly, we shake hands and, you know, we maybe look at other things instead.
And what would you say to traditionalists who think the club's been here at Bowerfold since 1909? Why should it move? What would you say to them?
Well, you answered it yourself in a previous question. The problem is that the world's moving on now, and the money that it is around means that if you stand still and you do nothing, you absolutely, categorically, 100% will move backwards. Now, what we have to do as a board of directors is say, are we prepared for the club to move backwards? I am not. I want it to move forwards. I want us to be at the upper side of the Conference Premier, let alone the Conference North. But to do that, you need revenue streams.
And notwithstanding where the club is in the league table at the moment, down the road, down the line, are you optimistic for the club's future?
Yeah, I think, look, Steve, who's a great guy, hasn't given up for the remainder of this season. I mean, it's interesting to note that out of our last 15 games, we've got 9 of those at home, and one of them is away at Altrincham, which you'd like to feel a little bit optimistic about. So, you know, we still have it in our own hands if we go out and win those games. But if we go down, as I mentioned tonight, I very much want to give Steve the budget to be able to bring the players in and maintain the quality players that we've got to absolutely get back at the first time of asking.
Thank you.